I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Mohamed El-Baradei, one of the leading opposition figures in Egypt, is calling on that country's Islamist president, Mohamed Morsi, to delay the general elections that Morsi scheduled for April. El-Baradei says Egypt is too polarized right now, and elections risk total chaos. The BBC's Jim Muir reports from Cairo.
Well, this is Tahrir Square, 2013. Just 2 years ago, the square was full of people calling for President Mubarak to go. Now they're here again, this time calling for another president, President Morsi, to go. The square has once again been taken over by protesters. It's been occupied for weeks, and they want one thing. They want, once again, the president to go.
Before, we were against the army, but now everybody finds a solution now to stop the influence and overpower of the Muslim brothers. The army should interfere, take the control of the country for 6 months or a year. After should be elections for the assembly and president.
But they said there will be elections in April.
That is what their government and Morsi want. He wants to keep the actual government to control the falsification of the elections.
Magdiel Lacey, an out-of-work tourist guide, is one of the many disgruntled protesters now paralysing Tahrir Square in the heart of Cairo. He wants President Morsi and his Muslim Brotherhood to stand down. But he agrees the opposition leadership is weak and divided. That's why he favours turning to the army.
Until now, no one leader of the opposition. I mean, that's the problem. I mean, we don't have Nasser or Sadat. So we hope that maybe a real Egyptian from the army will take over the power for 1 year. I mean, before...
But on the other side of the Nile and of the political spectrum, thousands of Islamist supporters of President Morsi earlier staged a big demonstration to defend their embattled leader. Among them, Ahmed Gamal, a lawyer who accuses the opposition of defying democracy.
We are here to building our Egypt.
And how are you doing that?
We don't have to make any problems, any revolutions. We have already now our president. His name is Mohamed Morsi. And these people, they have to respect our choices.
But maybe it's not their choice.
It's democracy. Give Morsi to us. Okay, we have to respect. He have to be 4 years. They won't force us to listen to them idea.
So you want to give Morsi a chance?
Yeah, sure. 4 years.
But in a busy city centre street, with yet another demonstration not far away, a man came up to me with a different, very simple message.
Go, Morsi, go.
Why?
This country is stopped. Economically, it is zero. Security, zero. Political, zero.
It's impossible to know just how widespread that sentiment is and how much support President Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood and its Islamist allies really enjoy. But the country is clearly dangerously divided, with violence never far off. One of the leading opposition figures, Mohamed Baradei, believes that trying to hold elections amidst such turbulence is courting disaster.
I would advise Mr. Morsi and company not to go ahead with the election in a society that completely polarized, completely divided, completely angry, completely depressed. And this is the worst environment to go ahead for election. He thinks that this is the road to stability. I would argue this is the road to a total chaos and instability. So he needs to reach out to the opposition.
But there's little sign that President Morsi is ready to back off and do what the opposition want before any new elections, the formation of a neutral government and reforms to the new Islamist-orientated constitution and to the election laws. At the moment, it's hard to imagine these elections providing the stability Egypt so desperately needs.
The BBC's Jim Moore reporting from Cairo. We can take a break. When we come back, a reporter's chance encounter on a bus introduces her and us to the growing world of older homeless women. That's in 30 seconds, here and now.